Greetings, welcome, bienvenidos, hola, aloha, ni hao, namaste, konnichiwa, bonjour, buongiorno, sawadee, guten tag, half a day, salam, shalom, peace now, go vegan, peace, how, go vegan, from the left coast of the genetically mutated McNugget pharmaceutical kill, vivisection prison, killitary industrial corporation, in the cheese-covered, post-constitutional, bankrupt, bribocratic, corruptocracy-mocracy of the United States of Listeria. This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden. I'm Bob Linden, your animal liberation infiltrator, as a vegan now myself for 25 years, right now, I truly can't believe that people still eat meat. How 20th century, yes. How Bush era, it seems, huh? Well, what is on your plate? Violence? Terror? Torture? Ah, we are what we eat. And we eat so much of it, we are really full of it, don't you think? I mean, what did it take for that cadaver to make it to your plate, for a live-feeling being to become that cadaver on your plate, huh? Violence? Terror? Torture? Yes, you are what you eat. And then you're shocked every time there's a beheading in the news, yeah? But you're not shocked when a plate of meat is served to you. Someone who has been beheaded is served to you, huh? Anyway, perhaps the approach should be let's get past, like we're trying to get past all the past torture. Let's look forward, huh? Let's get past the shock of torture. Look forward. Maybe we should embrace torture. Embrace your love of torture, huh? I mean, it seems to be the thing to do in this torture-loving country. I mean, torture is your food, right? So you're nourished by torture. It's your essence. It's your being. Embrace it, huh? Like so many of the great minds who have come to understand that, who have learned to embrace torture, why, you can even profit from it. Yes, George W. Bush, our revered excrement, I mean ex-president, he will be fondly remembered for the honesty that he brought to America. The honesty that torture is patriotic. You know, now, I'm not just saying that because...
Oh, new one. I know, and you're going to be the hottest controversial vegan talk show host on the face of the planet.
But you are either with the torturers or with the terrorists, huh? And torture is patriotic. So, serve your government well, huh? And, in these tough economic times, some of the only jobs available require torture. So, don't run from it. Embrace it. Look, torture is patriotic. Thank you for restoring torture to its rightful place in America. Thank you, patriots like George W. Bush and Dick Cheney and Condoleezza Rice and Alberto Gonzalez and George Tenet even gets, the Medal of Honor for it, So, John Hugh, huh? We citizens of the United States, wish we could do more for all of you than just provide lucrative jobs for you now that, your patriotic, torturous government service is over. Nice to see John Yu as a professor at Berkeley. I think now, actually, he's teaching in Orange County at an institution of lower learning. Actually, he should be teaching fellow inmates how to make, license plates, really. That's what he should be doing. But anyway, nice to see Condoleezza Rice landing in her pumps. She, too, with a professional professorial job at Stanford. Plus, she gets to coach the Stanford women's waterboarding team. So, that's great there. Learn well from your teachers, Stanford waterboarding team members. These are lessons that will be important in life well after you graduate. They will even help you get employment. Torture isn't just in demand for government jobs anymore these days, although I think the CIA is looking for a good few experienced people. Let's see, what did I do with the classifieds from Torture Weekly? Here it is. Oh, here's a help wanted, torturer, CIA, some experience, helpful, former slaughterhouse work, preferable. Contact Ms. C. Rice, CIA, Langley, Virginia. Oh, here's another one. under Help Wanted Torture. UCLA vivisector. Whoa, high salary on this one, huh? Apply in person, Chancellor's Office, UCLA. A successful candidate should have a background in animal abuse, some psychological problems preferred. And you will, job description says you will torture innocent animals on a regular basis, drill into their skulls, deprive of food and water, put animals in restraints. And the successful candidate must graduate. You have to graduate. You have to take a mandatory course. Republican public speaking. Learning to lie persuasively is necessary so that you can convince the public that why worthless, painful, cruel, scientifically invalid torture of innocent caged and confined animals has a greater value than the huge paycheck received by vivisectors. You know, at the completion of the course, the candidate will be tested. You'd have to face TV cameras saying, a dog or your daughter? A mouse or your baby, and the candidate must be able to say that with a straight face without laughing, and will be awarded the white coat upon graduation. So you can register now. Send $19.95 to Republican Public Speaking College, 1600 Dick Cheney Boulevard, Dubai. The zip is 1984. Yes, torture is the job of the future. There actually was a rally supporting it this past week at UCLA, sponsored by that wacky group of mad scientists, animal experimenting vivisectors. A group called Protest was actually imported from the UK to counter the huge demonstration at UCLA that was against torture, against the torture of innocent animals for World Week for Animals in Laboratories, you know, and how unpatriotic those demonstrations were against torture, huh? Got to be for torture. Anyway, I think we have a tape of the vivisectors rally at UCLA. So, yes, I think we have it now. So let's give that a listen.
What do we want? Animal torture. When do we want it? Now. What do we want? Big paychecks. When do we want them? Now. Hey, hey, ho, ho. Kindness to animals has got to go. Hey, hey, ho, ho. Kindness to animals has got to go. Hey, hey, ho, ho. It's not strange. It's not odd. We can kill because vivisectors are God. It's not strange. It's not odd. We can kill because vivisectors are God. One, two, three, four. Enslaved, confined, lock the cage door. Five, six, seven, eight. Cut and burn, eviscerate. More animal cruelty. More animal cruelty. We want more animal cruelty. One, two, three, four. Who cares if we never find a cure? Five, six, seven, eight. My mortgage payment is never late. Hey, animal rights people, what do you say? We're killing for profit, so stay out of our way. Hey, hey, animal rights people, what do you say? We're killing for profit. Stay out of our way. Oh, we vivisectors have nothing to hide. Take our word for it, because you'll never see inside. Whoever said we'd find cure to disease? Now let us get back to torture, please. Whoever said we'd find cure to disease? Now let us get back to killing, please.
Okay, so yes, there, that happened at UCLA, and I was out there for World Week for Animals in Laboratories. I often feel so sad for the animals confined in laboratories, how lonely and fearful they must be, how much pain they have to endure before being murdered by the mad scientist in the blood-stained white lab coat, you know? But with my sadness, I often overlook the tragic consequences of animal experimentation, the damage it causes human health, and the delay in cures and treatment. It's really awful. And, you know, there we are, and we're out there, and you have, people like CNN making out concerned citizens, to be like crazies, like terrorists, you know, and the media, you know, CNN is complicit in not giving the full story there. Very, very disappointing from the censorship news network or complicit news network that they give the platform to the vivisectors, but not to the truth. Anyway, I was so impressed by the eloquent talk given by Dr. Richard McClellan out at UCLA this past week that he will be a guest on today's program. Also coming up, Tim Gorski. He has a movie out, At the Edge of the World. This preceded Whale Wars. He was on the anti-whaling campaign with the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society. Tim will talk about a movie being screened at the Newport Beach Film Festival this coming Monday. Also, Victoria Harris of the California Wildlife Center coming up. Please make a donation. Support this program. Donate online at goveganradio.com.
Still eating meat? How 20th century?
Do animals have souls? What happens when they die? Read what author Kim Sheridan has to say in Animals and the Afterlife, Forward Magazine Book of the Year Award winner. Celebrity News Magazine says, a must-read masterpiece. Along with her own experiences, Kim has compiled meaningful, heartwarming stories from people around the world. Animals and the Afterlife by Kim Sheridan. Available at bookstores, online at animalsandtheafterlife.com, or call 1-800-654-5126. animalsandtheafterlife.com.
A skincare line that's 100% vegan and 100% organic? It's got to be Rare to Be from RareNatural.com. Read the label on your so-called natural skincare. Does it contain alcohol, artificial fragrance or color, formaldehyde, parabens, petroleum byproducts, PEG, TEA, GMO? Visit RareNatural.com to see what ingredients in your current skincare might be carcinogenic or an allergen. Your skin is your largest organ. What goes on it goes in you. Don't you want it to be 100% organic, vegan, and botanical? No animal testing or ingredients, recycled packaging from this family-owned business named Veg News Best New Product. Visit RareNatural.com or call 310-839-2696. That's 310-839-2696, RareNatural.com.
Based on the latest satellite data, NASA climate scientists predict nearly all ice could be gone from the Arctic Ocean by the end of summer 2012. NASA scientist James Hansen said, "We have passed tipping points. We have not passed the point of no return. It's going to require a quick turn in direction." For more urgent details on saving our planet, going vegan and green, visit suprememastertv.com. That's suprememastertv.com.
One of the great dining delights in all of Southern California is Vegetable Delight Restaurant in Granada Hills. Over the centuries, Buddhist monks have perfected the art of replicating tastes and textures of meat and seafood. Dishes using such ingredients as tofu, mushrooms, gluten, yam paste. The LA Times Review calls Vegetable Delight a special delight and the food astounding. 17823 Chatsworth Street near White Oak, Granada Hills. Tuesday through Sunday, 11:30 to 9:30. Vegetable Delight Restaurant. Dine in or take out. 818-360-3997.
Wouldn't it be great to have delicious local organic produce delivered to your home or office? You can, from farm fresh to you, delivering a box of seasonal organic produce directly to your door anywhere in the Bay Area with a flexible schedule, weekly, bi-monthly, or once a month. You can receive a delivery of produce for as little as $21.50 per month. Farming organically since 1976. FarmFreshToYou.com. Use the promo code 4250 when you order, sign up, and save $15 at FarmFreshToYou.com.
Hooray for Hollywood. It has a truly wonderful vegan restaurant, Truly Vegan. 5907 Hollywood Boulevard at Bronson, just off the 101 freeway at the Hollywood Boulevard exit. Enjoy Truly for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Enjoy the new soy beef burger with bacon strips or the cheesy grilled potato burrito, the burrito supreme with bacon strips and vegetable dumplings. Truly Vegan. Truly wonderful. Truly caters. Truly delivers. TrulyVegan.net is the website. Truly Vegan.
Go Vegan Radio supports a national holiday and day of service annually to mark the birthday in March of the great human rights and animal rights advocate and vegan, Cesar Chavez. Let's listen to Cesar Chavez in his own words when he received the Lifetime Achievement Award from In Defense of Animals before a crowd of thousands in San Francisco in 1992.
We cannot defend and be kind to animals until we stop exploiting them in the name of sport, in the name of science, in the name of fashion. And yes, exploiting animals in the name of food. The basis for peace is respecting all creatures, That's the basis for peace.
Por favor, no coma carne, leche, queso, helado, mantequilla o huevos. Go Vegan Radio supports Cesar Chavez Day. Tell your Congress member to support a national holiday in recognition of this great vegan hero, Cesar Chavez. Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Salutes, Cesar Chavez. Si se puede.
Want violence out of your life? Take it off your plate. Go Vegan.
It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden, a project of 501c3 International Humanities Center. Please make a tax-deductible donation. Yes, this is the program that fights torture, so donate to fight torture. You can send your checks made payable to Go Vegan Radio to P.O. Box 475-414. San Francisco 94147, or donate online at goveganradio.com, where you can find archives and podcasts. And, coming up July 16th through the 20th in the Los Angeles area at the Westin LAX Hotel. Maybe we'll see our next guest here. I saw him a couple of years back when the Animal Rights Conference was in LA. This will be Animal Rights 2009, the world's largest and oldest animal rights conference. You have to be there. Get active on behalf of animals. And you can save $40 through April 30th. So register now. Save the $40. $40, kind of meaningful in this day and age. If it's not meaningful, donate the $40 to Go Vegan Radio. So you can register online at ar2009.org or call 888-FARM-USA, 888-FARM-USA, which translates to 888-327-6872. And yes, I did see my old friend and my next guest, Tim Gorski, at the last Animal Rights Conference, and he stays busy as a cinematographer activist. When he was last on the program, which seems like many years ago, we note that he was the award-winning director of Rattle the Cage Productions, producing and directing Lolita, Slave to Entertainment, the sad story of the orca whale, who's enslaved at the Miami Seaquarium. And that film actually led to a campaign to shut down the Miami Seaquarium. Not yet, but we remain hopeful. Now Tim Gorski has a new film. It's The Edge of the World. He went to Antarctica with the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society. And now this film, On the Edge of the World, is racking up awards at film festivals around the country and will be screening in Southern California at the Newport Beach Film Festival this coming Monday. If you're listening on K-Talk, that will be tomorrow night, tomorrow being April 27th, and that will be at 5:15 p.m. So get over there early, and you'll want to be there because, well, this is quite the fascinating film. Welcome back to Go Vegan with Bob Linden, Tim Gorski.
Thanks, Bob. It's good to be back on the show.
Sure, great to have you here. Well, you're willing to go to the edge of the world on behalf of animals, apparently.
Yes, most definitely, and I'll do it again in a heartbeat.
Yeah. So this time it was to Antarctica.
Uh-huh. And my wildest dreams, I've always wanted to go to Antarctica, and I can't think of a better way to go than aboard a Sea Shepherd vessel, chronicling the lives of 46 volunteer activists as they take on the world's largest illegal whaling fleet, in, right down in the smack of Antarctica.
Mm-hmm. And so you're documenting this, and you went there when?
This was actually the winter of 2007.
Okay. So this predates, you know, everybody's excited about whale wars on Animal Planet and Sea Shepherd Society and Captain Paul Watson. This was before those episodes, even.
Yes. This actually, it was, I believe, the rough cut of this film, At the Edge of the World, that producer Dan Stone took to Animal Planet. And it was this film that pretty much got Animal Planet interested on producing their series. So what folks are going to see at Newport Beach is the prequel to Whale Wars.
Oh, wow. So this is what inspired Animal Planet to do Whale Wars, this film on the edge of the world. So tell us what's exciting about it. What can people expect to see?
Oh, it's an epic adventure, and it's a documentary that plays like an action-adventure film. And I apologize for the noise in the background, but it's pouring rain here in Atlanta, Georgia, and I'm sitting in my car in a parking lot. But you can expect just a wild ride down to literally to the bottom of the world as this confrontation unfolds with the Japanese whaling fleet. And these are illegal whalers, by the way. They're commercial whalers posing as research vessels. They're exploiting a loophole in the laws, which permits them to hunt down 1,000 whales a year for research purposes. Yet this company has never in their history produced a peer-reviewed research paper. So everyone knows it's all about, you know, commercial whaling and selling whale meat. Now it's just a matter of, well, you've got Paul Watson down there with Sea Shepherd that's really trying to expose this thing and get it out there and create international incidents to wake up the governments and get them involved in stopping these illegal actions.
Right. We notice the Japanese boats often, the ships often put research in big English, you know, on the side of the ship. So just to keep the masquerade going on. So you're really racking up a lot of awards at film festivals.
Yes. Well, two awards so far. It's played in a handful of festivals. We premiered in Toronto. We picked up a Best Cinematography Award in Woodstock, New York, and we just picked up another one a couple of days ago here in Atlanta, Georgia.
Ah, okay. And it's the Newport Beach Film Festival coming up this Monday evening, or tomorrow night if you're listening on K-Talk Sunday morning. And again, it's at 5:15 p.m., so have your excuse ready for your boss. You know, your tummy ache at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, so you can get out and head over there. You can go to NewportBeachFilmFest.com, NewportBeachFilmFest.com, and the phone number is 949-253-2880, 949-253-2880. And Lolita, Slave to Entertainment, was at this very festival some years back, right?
Yes, it was. So I'm really sorry that I can't be there for this one. It'd be nice to come back because it's such a good festival. And I want folks out there to know that there's going to be a nice surprise after the film as well. We're going to have some guests that are actually going to be there at the theater. I don't want to give it away, but it'll be well worth the trip over there to the theater. So get your tickets ahead of time.
Great. Okay. And Lolita, unfortunately, is still a slave to entertainment.
She is, unfortunately.
Wasting away.
Pining away in that ridiculously small tank.
In the little bathtub in Miami there. That's awful. We have about 30 seconds or so left, Tim. Anything you want to get to that we haven't?
You know, I think we about covered it. I want to thank you, and I want to thank your viewers, and I hope we pack the theater this this Monday. And I can't wait to hear the feedback from the festival.
Yeah, okay. The film is On the Edge of the World, so we go to... At the Edge of the World. And, must have been cold in Antarctica.
It was chilly, yeah.
Yeah, I'll bet. And you're working on a future film now on the exotic animal trade, yes?
Yes, the black market trade in endangered species is my next project.
Okay, we'll look forward to that, and we'll look forward to At the Edge of the World at the Newport Beach Film Festival this coming Monday, 5:15 p.m. Thanks again for being with us, Tim Gorski.
Thank you, Bob. Go vegan.
Go vegan. Already did. I'd like everybody listening to do that, okay? So
that's who I'm talking to.
Yeah, man. Okay, so if you missed any of this interview, go to goveganradio.com for the archive where you can donate online. Remember, this program is supported by tax-deductible donations and advertising for vegan and cruelty-free products and services. We have to purchase the airtime. Free speech is expensive, so please support the program. You can make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio and mail it to P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco, California, 94147.
Cows, pigs, and chickens don't want to be food. govegananradio.com. govegananradio.com.
It is Go Vegan with Bob Linden, supported by your tax-deductible donations. We have to buy the airtime. Please help. You can donate online at goveganradio.com or make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio and mail it to P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco, California 94147. If you happen to be listening on K-Talk Sunday morning, 10 o'clock today, Sunday, April 26th, the first ever Veggie Pride Parade LA is just about to start minutes from now. It's 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Culver Events, 11948 West Washington Boulevard, and it's a 5K veggie loop through Venice and back to Culver City. You can go to veggiepridela.com or, well, I don't know if there's time for that. Get in the car and head on over. Again, that's at 11948 West Washington Boulevard, Culver Events. Well, this past week in Los Angeles, I attended World Week for Animals in Laboratories and the protest at UCLA, the University of Cruelty to Laboratory Animals. And I was very moved by a speech by our good friend Richard McClellan, MD, who is the director of the California chapter of the League of Humane Voters. Rich has been a guest on our program in the past on a number of occasions, addressing political issues and candidates who impact on animals. He also appeared on a program. He's been an international physician, and he commented on the standard American diet and how it actually negatively impacts immigrants who move here, who come up across the border. But Rich's talk this past week at UCLA was very touching and very moving, and I wanted to have him on the show. Welcome back, Rich McClellan. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Bob. Thank you for the invitation.
Yeah. Well, you covered a number of subjects in your talk, everything from, you know, why animal experimentation hits a nerve with so many people when there's so much animal exploitation, but a lot of people are moved to act against vivisection. And then you talked about how bogus the science seems to be, and in fact, maybe it's not even science. And then the business, the economy that really keeps us entrenched in this, and that it actually does hurt humans, animal experimentation. So, but why are people so upset about vivisection, animal experimentation?
Well, I think, Bob, that basically if we visualize what goes on in a laboratory, and we just seem to be able to identify with the difference between the lives that these animals live and the lives that we cherish. I mean, I think that these lab animals, number one, they're imprisoned. They're there against their will, and certainly I think most of us value not only our free will, but our freedom to move and our freedom to effect changes if necessary in our life. And of course, these animals in cages are deprived of that. I think that the second thing is that many of us value our friends and our families and our relationships and the little part of the world that we inhabit, and of course these animals in labs are taken away from that, they're deprived of that, then I think that there is this feeling of not knowing what's going to happen to them. None of us like to feel that there is something out there, something ominous out there that is possibly going to hurt us or possibly going to affect us adversely. And then there's the pain. We've all experienced pain, and to think of another living thing, another sentient creature, who is having that experience and unable to do anything about it. We get a headache, we take an aspirin. We have some pain that's a mystery to us. We go to a doctor, and we get relief from that pain. These animals just have to endure. But I think that primarily, I think what really on a gut level affects us most when we think about animals in labs is the fact that this situation that these animals have been in is premeditated. It's contemplated. It is prolonged.
And in addition to that, it is something that the people who are imposing this upon them could end at any time. They could restore those animals to a normal state, and they choose not to. They choose, by the power of their ideology, they choose not to. They choose to go on and impose on these creatures this horrific existence.
And there's usually no escape until death, so that's exactly what they have to endure.
That's the only way you get out of it is to die. And, of course, I feel very, very strongly that, you know, the universe is a very big place, and within that huge space, there's very little matter. And even with all of the matter that exists in the universe, so little of that matter actually is living. It's actually alive. And of that matter that's even alive in the universe, which is so rare as to almost be non-existent, how much of it really knows what the concept of being alive is? And to deprive any living creature of that knowledge of what it is to be alive, that feeling of what it is to be alive, to me that's just evil.
Well, they say it's in the name of science that it has to be done.
Yes, I know they do, and unfortunately the problem is that, like our bankers, we trust our scientists. And I believe that as soon as you begin to trust somebody, they begin to have a power over you. And the more absolutely we trust them and the more absolute power they have, the more easy it is for them to be corrupted. And I think that actually the whole industry has been corrupted. And we've seen signs of this in the past with the falsification of data in experiments and in protocols. In conclusions, we know that there are violations, repeated violations, violations that are cited and then not even improved upon in the subsequent years. So we know that these people are not squeaky clean. We know that they're human like us, and we know that in the absence of transparency and in the absence of regulation, of which there is none, we know that they're going to abuse. Even what thin veil of legal protections these animals have.
And they do it in secrecy, right? It's all hidden from
us.
And
that's where I think the abuse comes in. You know, obviously, if someone's not looking over your shoulder, it's very easy to maybe initially make a mistake and feel regretful of it, and then realize it doesn't matter because no one's watching.
Well, science is supposed to be about predictability, and it doesn't seem that animal experimentation fits into science that way.
Well, I think that that's one of the main things that I try to tell people is that if you read these protocols, and I've been reading protocols for 20 years, I've never, ever run across a protocol that the conclusion said that based upon the results of this study, we can predict that we're going to have this result in human beings. And so essentially, everything that is done in an animal, if it's going to be used on human beings, has to be tested on human beings. And that makes the animal and the non-predictability of the result in the animal on human beings, it makes the animal study really the non-essential part of it. The essential part of all research that is to improve human health is what happens when you try it on human beings.
Well, aren't so many animal studies are wrong, aren't they? I mean, so many drugs have been tested on animals, and they result in deaths. And
well, there's two scenarios, of course. There are things that happen that appear to be wonderful breakthroughs with animals, and then what they wind up to have disappointing results with human beings. And then the opposite, of course, occurs, that we find things that hurt animals, and those are things that maybe we put off testing in human beings, and oftentimes later on we found that they would have been very useful in human beings. So the problem is that the industry itself has never, ever done the basic scientific work to show or to attempt to prove that what they do is statistically significant or is in a long-term way has actually caused us to improve what we do with human beings. The other thing that they haven't shown is if they hadn't, would we have been unable to make the strides forward that we have made? And I've often said, you know, you can, if you want to go to San Francisco from Los Angeles, you can drive there. That doesn't mean you have to run over pedestrians on the way to get there. So there are ways, I believe, of accomplishing things in terms of human medicine that don't require the killing of these animals, and it may be that the killing of these animals and the testing of these on these animals may in fact impede in many cases. It just has not been studied adequately. But the industry has a huge amount of money, and they have basically been able to whitewash everything they do through media over the last 20 or 30 years, such that there is no public debate and there's no public scrutiny and there's no public concern, really, because they believe the scientists. They believe the propaganda, and no one really has been willing to do the politically incorrect thing of investigating.
And how is the money handed out? I mean, we just have another minute or two, but I mean...
Basically, the NIH is given $40 billion a year. They accept protocols from all over the country. They do create a hierarchy of what's the best, in their opinion, and what's the worst, but they essentially hand out the money until the money's gone without any real attempt to say, well, this study is superfluous and you know, public funds shouldn't be used for this.
So they don't hold money back if they have $40 billion to
They just spend it all every year. They just hand it all out. And the interesting thing is that they never go back. There are follow-ups that have to be sent in to the NIH, but no one ever goes out into the field to find out whether these experiments have ever been done or what the results were or, you know, whether they were done correctly. There's just not the money used in NIH for that. It's basically a free ticket.
Hmm. Okay. And half a minute left. Anything you want to get to that we haven't, or you want to invite people to engage in any activity, contact you, do something for animals?
Well, I really think that everyone should understand that there is a horrific thing that is happening here, that it really is a moral burden on us as a species. And I do believe in a certain amount of karma, and we as a society cannot continue to do this and expect any charity on the part of nature as a whole. It's an ugly business. It should be stopped. And the fact that we are not is really a blow on our ethical and moral character as a species.
Thank you for being with us today on Go Vegan with Bob Linden, Dr. Rich McClellan. And thank you for your very moving talk at UCLA this past week.
Thank you, Bob.
Okay, well, that was Dr. Richard McClellan, and if you missed any of the interview, please check it out on the website. It's available on the archive at goveganradio.com, where you can also make a tax-deductible donation. It's so important that there be a voice for the animals and against vivisection on mainstream media to reveal the truth here, because as you can see, the vivisectors have taken over the airwaves, and it's like George Bush speak once again, and we're here to present the truth. We need your support to present the truth. Donate online at goveganradio.com or make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio and mail it to P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco, California 94147.
Experiment on animals? What a waste of their lives and your money.
Go Vegan Radio is happy to welcome the sponsorship of Explorer's Bounty. Exploring the planet for nature's finest bounty and offering sustainable products, USDA certified organic from estate and co-op farming partnerships. Ask for Explorer's Bounty products at your natural foods market, select grocers, or order online at explorersbounty.com. Remember, while you're enjoying that delicious cup of coffee or that handful of artisan dark chocolate from Explorer's Bounty, you're not only helping Go Vegan Radio, but you're supporting small, sustainable farmers around the globe. Visit explorersbounty.com right now to order USDA certified organic coffee, whole bean or ground. Select the wonderful Peruvian light roast or medium roast from Colombia and Costa Rica, and dark roast from Ethiopia and Sumatra. Also available, Sumatran dark roast decaf. And to satisfy that sweet craving, look for the organic vegan dark chocolates, hand-covered espresso beans, cocoa beans, macadamia nuts, and cashews. Explore for yourself at explorersbounty.com. That's explorersbounty.com. Do you know the way to eat in San Jose? A total treat. No meat in San Jose. Oh, one of the true West Coast dining treasures. Vegetarian House. Vegan organic cuisine at 520 East Santa Clara
West Street in San Jose. Amazing appetizers, soups, and entrees. Asian delicacies, Western specialties, organic juices, coffee, cake, desserts. A chai tea on weekends, that's an experience in itself. As all items on the menu are. Vegetarian House, 520 East Santa Clara Street. Call 408-292-3798.
You say you have a beef with your jerky. And now that you know it's mad and sad to be biting on bovine, how now? No cow? Primal Strips and Primal Sticks Meatless Jerky. Meaty satisfaction without the meat. At Whole Foods and natural markets everywhere. Visit PrimalSpiritFoods.com and visit your natural foods market for smoked or pepperoni Primal Sticks or Primal Strips varieties. Hickory Smoked, Teriyaki, Texas Barbecue, Thai Peanut, Hot and Spicy, Mesquite Lime, Vegan, Kosher, no preservatives, MSG, GMOs, or cholesterol. Soy, seitan, shiitake. Voted Veg News Best of Show Natural Products Expo and PETA Pragi for Best Vegan Snack. How now? No cow? Yummy, high protein, primal strips, and primal sticks at Whole Foods and your natural foods market. Visit PrimalSpiritFoods.com.
Ballet, the most exquisite of the arts. But underfoot, ballet has a dirty little secret. Cruelty within the shoes, for until now, all ballet slippers have had animal suffering as one of their ingredients. Leather. Until now, ballet slippers were far from being green. Leather is toxic to the environment. Now, dance to greater artistic heights with joy, knowing that you're not dancing on cruelty. Now, get your ballet slippers from Cynthia King Dance Studios at CynthiaKingDance.com. Call 718-437-0101. CKDS ballet slippers, made with polished canvas uppers and synthetic soles. Dancers at the studio love them. Available in adult and children's sizes, they can be easily dyed for costuming. Order from CynthiaKingDance.com. Cruelty-free ballet slippers. Call 718-437-0101. 718-437-0101 or CynthiaKingDance.com. You'll love Loving Hut Restaurant. Vegan restaurants opening worldwide. Love animals? Don't eat them. Eat at Loving Hut. Organic, vegan, delicious, nutritious, cruelty-free cuisine. First opened in Milpitas at 516 Barber Lane, then Palo Alto, 165 University. Special discounts for Stanford students. Now open in Chinatown in San Francisco at 1365 Stockton. Also across Asia. Visit lovinghut.us. Help wanted. Help save the planet. Visit Loving Hut. Milpitas, Palo Alto, San Francisco.
Hello, I'm Ingrid Newkirk with PETA. PETA works very hard for animals in a million ways, but we can't do it alone. We need you with us. One thing that everyone can do is adopt a vegan diet. For a free vegetarian starter kit, visit goveg.com. And to help in other ways, visit PETA.org. Thanks.
Broadcast of Go Vegan with Bob Linden is made possible by PETA. Visit PETA.org for your free vegetarian starter kit.
No meat for me. My tummy is in a graveyard.
This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Time for our pledge drive. Please send money. It's tax deductible and we have to buy the airtime. Donate online at goveganradio.com or please make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio and mail it to P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco, California, 94147. Please put your favorite radio talk show host through a life of activism. There I was this week out there at UCLA, the University of Cruelty to Laboratory Animals, totally stressed out over what's going on in those buildings there behind the windowless walls. So I need to relax, you know, and I don't want to drink heavily. I'm not into Prozac or Valium. I want to veg out naturally. I don't want it to hurt my body or the planet. So I am so happy that Nutru, a vegan company, you can go to Nutru.com, N-U-T-R-U.com, a vegan company has now put out Satori 7. Satori 7 is a unique vegan relaxation formula from highly concentrated California poppy and hops. And it's only 8 to 10 drops per serving. Put them in your smoothie or your juice, your water. Order from veganessentials.com, veganessentials.com. It also contains blackstrap molasses, no alcohol, starch, artificial flavors or colors, preservatives, dairy, yeast, or any animal ingredients, and about 75 servings per bottle. So calm down. If you were out there with me protesting against vivisection, you need to calm down. So order your Satori 7 from veganessentials.com. Read about it at Nutru.com, N-U-T-R-U.com. Yes, it was World Week for Animals and Laboratories and Earth Day, and it's Earth Month. And I hear all of these programs on TV and radio, and nobody is ever mentioning the real cause of all of our environmental destruction, which would be meat and dairy. So I think it's important that we create a day that recognizes that, because too much gets lost. You know, people are concerned about miles per gallon or turning the water off while they're shaving their legs. None of that really matters compared to the impact of meat and dairy on our environment, causing global warming and deforestation and drought and resource depletion and desertification and erosion. And, and consider the effects of meat and dairy. Just consider the energy use. Consider what has to happen. Well, you have enteric fermentation happening in cows. That's the fermentation in the digestion that creates methane. Okay, then also you have manure management. You have nitrogen fertilizer emissions. You have the on-farm fossil fuel use to raise animals. The deforestation of pasture. For pasture, the deforestation for feed crops. Then you have feed crop production. Then you have the on-farm fossil fuel use for feed production, the nitrogen deposition, the soil carbon losses from burning and erosion and harvest and grazing, and then the transportation of animals to slaughter, and then processing the animals, and then the refrigeration, and then the transportation of the body parts. You can see how it all adds up. So we need Vegan Earth Day, and we're going to do it on the weekend of June 20th and 21st. Let's make the first day of summer from now on. We'll call it Vegan Earth Day, and I'm planning an event, and I'd like you to volunteer and help me with it. It's going to be at Pierce College in Woodland Hills, L.A. Pierce College. So far, John Robbins and Captain Paul Watson and Cindy Sheehan have said that they would like to speak there. John Sally, the NBA superstar and host of Fox Best Damn Sports Show, Mariana Tuska, film star, all want to participate. I have information on my website on the homepage, goveganradio.com, and I need sponsors, I need vendors, I need volunteers. We have to come up with $12,000 for the rental of the facility. So please call me at 818-623-6477 or email bob@goveganradio.com. Yes, this will be a solar powered event, thanks to EE Solar. Visit eesolar.com. You can have solar at your house now. It's not a thing of the future, so check it out, eesolar.com, and also go to goveganradio.com. We're creating Vegan Earth Day. Please help me do it.
We don't eat chickens. We pet chickens.
First, you said you couldn't go vegan because you couldn't get rid of mayonnaise. Then along came Veganaise. Now you're clinging to the bagel and cream cheese excuse? No excuse. Follow Your Heart is pleased to announce its new Vegan Gourmet Cream Cheese Alternative. Creamy and smooth with the taste, texture, and color of traditional cream cheese. No animal products, hydrogenated oils, or preservatives. 76% organic. Visit followyourheart.com for Angel's Heavenly Vegan Cheesecake recipe. Vegan Gourmet Cream Cheese Alternative from Follow Your Heart. Available nationwide. You may not have had this thought before, but you, my friend, are herbivore. Not meant to dine on flesh and gore. Instead, let's eat at Herbivore. 100% vegan, that's for sure. Delicious, nutritious Herbivore. Breakfast daily, 9 to 2. Pancakes, French toast, crepes, a scramble, or burrito for you. Salads, wraps, sandwiches, soup du jour at friendly and fun-filled Herbivore. Fill up on falafel, lasagna, lunch, dinner, entrees galore. Delicious desserts, a fine wine will pour. Looking forward to seeing you at Herbivore.
Three Berea locations, in San Francisco at 983 Valencia and 531 Divisadero, and in Berkeley at 2451 Shattuck. Visit herbivorerestaurant.com for directions, phone numbers, and hours. Open 9 a.m. daily and late on weekends. Featuring about 200 menu items, see them at herbivorerestaurant.com. It's a fun place to hang out. Bring your friends. It's great being an herbivore. It's great eating at Herbivore.
Get all of your vegan essentials from veganessentials.com, your online vegan superstore. Food, snacks, sweets, vitamins and supplements, clothing, vegan footwear, belts, bags, wallets, 1,200 vegan items in stock at veganessentials.com. Order online or toll free at 866-88-VEGAN. Cosmetics, bath and body, candles, fragrances, massage, products for baby, home, companion animals, vegan dog and cat food. veganessentials.com. Go Vegan Radio listeners get special discounts when you enter GVR in the coupon box at veganessentials.com.
Explore the world of rice at Lotus Foods. Perfect rice starts with the perfect rice cooker from lotusfoods.com. 100% stainless steel. No aluminum or Teflon like other rice cookers. Order at lotusfoods.com. Lotus Foods, bringing you exotic heirloom organic rice from small family farms around the world. Try new organic jade pearl rice, bamboo infused for flavor and nutrition. Also new, organic forbidden rice, the same heirloom grain grown exclusively for Chinese emperors. Available at Whole Foods, Safeway, and natural food stores around America. From Lotus Foods, also, purchase a rice sampler gift box at lotusfoods.com, along with the perfect rice cooker from Lotus Foods.
Burgers and hot dogs today, then heart attack and cancer tomorrow.
This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden. I know these are hard times, hard economic times, but it's always a hard time for the animals, and they really deserve to have a voice in the lamestream media. The only way they can is if you support this program with a tax-deductible donation at GoVeganRadio.com. The San Francisco Vegetarian Society has a potluck and free lecture coming up, Fine-Tuning Your Vegan Diet with William Harris, M.D. That's Saturday, May 9th. Appetizers at 6:30, dinner at 7, a free lecture at 8, and that's at 3600 Geary in San Francisco. Visit sfes.org for information, also on the weekly dinners. So I hope to see you out at the Veggie Parade today in L.A., that coming up shortly. And please make a tax-deductible donation to support this program. I really need your help, and we're working on Vegan Earth Day. So it would be great if you could volunteer. We need sponsors. We need vendors. And we're going to have a day to celebrate, well, Vegan Earth Day for June 20th and 21st, the day when everybody on Earth is asked to go vegan to save the earth. It's the only way we can do it. So please, I ask for your support. And for podcasts and archives and to make a tax-deductible donation, go to GoVeganRadio.com. It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden, our Southern California spotlight on K-Talk AM 1150, where we are heard 10 o'clock Sunday mornings each and every week. We've been on in Los Angeles now. Now we're in our ninth year. How many times have you donated to this program? How have we stayed on without your support? Well, maybe now is the time to start. You can donate online at GoVeganRadio.com so that the wildlife of Southern California can have a voice, too. Right now, I want to talk to Victoria Harris. She's the executive director of the California Wildlife Center in the Santa Monica Mountains. It's the L.A. area's primary rehabilitation facility. You can visit CaliforniaWildlifeCenter.org. And the organization will be having a benefit soon. It's May 3rd. It's Walk on the Wild Side in Zuma Beach. Welcome to Go Vegan, Victoria. How are you?
I'm great, Bob. Thanks for having us.
Thank you for being on. So you've taken care of close to 15,000 animals there at the California Wildlife Center?
It's now about 17,000 animals. We've been around for just over 10 and a half years, and we've taken in about 17,500 animals.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for all that you're doing. You rehabilitate and release. That's the goal, right?
The goal is to take in the injured and orphaned wildlife, rehabilitate them, and get them back out to try and keep the balance in nature.
Okay. And who have recent residents been at the California Wildlife Center?
Well, right now we have three fawns, baby deer, two that were brought in just they still had umbilical cords on them, and one that was brought in by animal control with a broken leg, and our veterinarian did surgery on him. And we have, oh my God, we must have about 50 ducklings. We have about 30 orphaned possums. Mm. We have about 40 orphaned squirrels, fox squirrels, and a variety of different birds, from a nestling great horned owl to baby hummingbirds.
Now, wasn't there a problem recently with pelicans?
There was. We were getting a lot of pelicans, and we also do all of the rescue on the beaches in Malibu. So our veterinarian was also working, in addition to the ones that we rescued, they were trying to determine what was happening with them, and we were working in concert with International Bird Rescue down in San Pedro, and they still don't have a definitive answer to what was happening to them.
Oh, I see. Tree trimming isn't so good for birds, is it? I saw on your website that that's a problem.
No, thank you for looking. This time, any time from February basically through October is a bad time to trim your trees. It's not only bad for the trees because they're active during that time. You want to trim them sort of November to January when they're dormant, but it's also a time when not only birds, but squirrels are making nests. Mm-hmm. And, you know, tree trimming disturbs the nests and much worse.
Mm. Okay, so let us not trim trees. What do you do when you find a wild animal or a wild baby animal?
Well, we have guidelines for the public on our website, which, as you mentioned, was www.californiawildlifecenter.org. But primarily, if it's a small animal, we ask people to keep them warm, dark, and quiet, and then to call our hospital. We're open 8 to 6 every day to answer phone calls. And
the phone number?
818-591-WILD.
Okay, tell us about the walk. You have a walk on the wild side on Zuma Beach on May 3rd.
Thank you. This is our first 5K walk. We're doing it to raise funds to keep the hospital going. You know, we take in about 2,000 animals a year, and that's, while we have many volunteers, we also have hospital technicians and a veterinarian that we need to, you know, certainly not market rate, but we...
Right. It's a lot of expense to take care of so many animals. We're just about running out of time. So how do people get involved with the walk?
Please go to our website. Right on our homepage is Walk on the Wild Side. You can click on that or show up at Zuma Beach on May 3rd at 10 o'clock, and we will get you walking. We have celebrities coming. We have a wild DJ who's going to get us motivated to do our 5K walk.
Okay, we're just about out of time, Victoria. Again, I tell people, go to CaliforniaWildlifeCenter.org and get involved with a walk on May 3rd. Thank you.